Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 5:04. Daily searches for their daughter have ended, and the parents of Lauren Speer are sending a message of gratitude to those that spent hours looking for the missing IU student. In the email, Robert and Charlene Speer thank supporters for their time and energy as they continue their search. They also point people to the Find Lauren website, asking them to share stories of the student. Today, investigators determined that a body found in Fall Creek is not that of Lauren Speer. All Hoosier children will continue to have access to publicly funded vaccinations after the Indiana State Department of Health delayed a cutoff to those with adequate insurance. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Earlier in the year, the health department announced the free vaccines would only be available to the uninsured or those who have insurance that doesn't pay for vaccinations. The new policy was set to begin July 1st, but the department has pushed that date back to January 1st. Department of Health Assistant Commissioner Dr. James Howell says the July 1st cutoff date came at the wrong time.
The most important reason is we're right in that critical time frame of vaccinating children back to school. And we did not want to miss any opportunity to vaccinate any children who needed a vaccine to get back into school.
Often, local health departments are the only places people can readily get vaccinations. Howell says the local departments were also having trouble coordinating with insurance companies to be able to serve insured children by having insurance pay for the vaccines. Howell says the system will be up and running by the January deadline. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Former First Lady Laura Bush is scheduled to give a speech at Grace College and Seminary this fall. Bush will discuss freedom and literacy during the October address. Right now, 88 degrees for WFYI News.